USA Radio News.
By the end of the weekend, you could have another $1,400 in your bank account. The Treasury Department and IRS already processing stimulus checks from the COVID relief bill signed into law Thursday. President Biden remarking yesterday on the bill's significance.
For the first time in a long time, this bill puts working people in this nation first. It's not hyperbole. It's a fact.
You can start tracking your check Monday at IRS.gov using the Get My Payment tool. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports the rate of vaccinations is up 40% in the last month. Over 2 million people a day now getting vaccinated. Los Angeles County can continue getting back to normal. Indoor restaurants and fitness centers among those that can reopen next week. And schools will welcome back more students. Some European countries, though, dealing with a third wave of the coronavirus. Germany and Italy among them. Italy to impose more restrictions on Monday and a national lockdown in the works for Easter weekend. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New York's governor continues to feel the heat from his own party. The state's Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand Friday calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. In a joint statement, they say due to the multiple credible sexual harassment and misconduct allegations, it's clear Cuomo has lost the confidence of the people. Cuomo, though, remains defiant.
I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people.
Cuomo now facing sexual harassment allegations from 7 women. Reporter Jessica Bakeman, the latest to come forward in New York Magazine on Friday. She claims Cuomo repeatedly touched her while she was a State House reporter in her mid-20s. Minneapolis agrees to settle a lawsuit over George Floyd's death. The city council Friday voting to pay $27 million to close the wrongful death suit filed in July. Lawyer Benjamin Crump represents the Floyd family, and he says the settlement sends a powerful message that black lives do matter and police brutality against people of color must end. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Rochester, New York officials facing criticism over the death of a black man while he was restrained by police. An independent report released Friday finds the mayor and former police chief knowingly suppressed information about the death of Daniel Prude and made false statements. The 41-year-old Prude dying almost a year ago during a mental health episode that led police to handcuff him and put a bag over his head. As discussions regarding an infrastructure plan begin, the Biden administration may be breaking a campaign promise of then-candidate Biden. Here's Tim Berg.
Back in February, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said the president opposes raising the federal gasoline tax because it would violate his pledge of not raising taxes on middle-class Americans. Speaking on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Friday, Buttigieg seems to walk back from that promise.
We've got to come to terms on how to pay for it. Now, the real question is how much of this should be paid for with revenue that is raised as part of the vision for the bill. There are a lot of different ways to get at that. You know, historically, for example, we've mostly relied on the gas tax in order to fund our highways. But the gas tax hasn't been adjusted since 1993. It was never pegged to inflation. And even, you know, at best, that's a medium-term solution because as electric vehicles come onto the road, people are going to use less gas anyway. So we've got a lot of decisions to make.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.